This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, good morning to you. It's a Thursday morning. A little bit of rain out there as I was driving in this morning, just so you know. I would imagine that's going to be spotty throughout the day. And the reason I say that is I looked at the radar a little earlier, and it looks like we're in the middle of the rotation of like a hurricane. And I only say that because it's circular. If you watch the pattern, it's not all rain, but it's moving in sort of a circle. And it's sort of stuck. And I don't know what meteorological term Dave Murray would use for that, but you're going to get, it looks like, a little bit of rain on and off throughout the day as this thing continues. Hey, if you're just waking up, they didn't pick a pope again. Is that the breaking news?
So the breaking news is that already this morning they've had one round of votes, and it looks like they didn't come up with a pope, because I have the schedule. It says that they'll be doing votes, so it'll be four different votes. It'll be 4:30 a.m. Eastern time, so 3:30 our time, and then 6 a.m. Eastern time, 11:30 Eastern time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. So they're doing four different votes basically from here on out until they pick a pope.
Okay. All right. So they basically just broke for lunch. It's around noonish over there. I think they're, what, 7 or 8 hours ahead of us, something like that. Yeah, so they've taken a lunch break there in Vatican City. Still lots of people out there in the square around the Vatican, St. Peter's Square, and just waiting. So anything happens during this show, we'll let you know. The president has announced a news conference for this morning. Around right about 9 a.m. Central Time, just as we will go off the air at 9. So, of course, we will join the Brian Kilmeade Show at 9 o'clock live, and I'm sure we will cut in and carry any news conference the president has. They're expecting an announcement for a trade deal, we believe, with one of our major trading partners. And if the leaks are any indication, it's going to be a trade deal with Britain, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like
United
he was
Kingdom.
Hinting about that on Truth Social.
Yeah, so it'll be a trade deal with England. And, I thought it'd be India, I got to be honest with you. But still, once one is in place, the cards will start falling. And I watched, and I'm going to play some of it for you this morning. I watched some of the questioning yesterday of Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, during the hearing in the House. And the Democrats came loaded for bear. They were going to tear him a new one for not telling them exactly who we're negotiating with and what points we're negotiating on. Like, they have the right to know that. All these Democrats suddenly think they're the president. And Donald Trump's not going to play that because he doesn't believe in negotiating that way. That's not how you negotiate. You don't show all of your cards to your opponent before you reach a deal. You just don't. You don't play poker like that. You don't negotiate for a car like that. Well, if you do, you're stupid. But that happens all the time, right? If you walk into a car dealership and the guy asks you, how much can you afford in a monthly payment? And you answer that question, you just lost.
Right.
How much you looking to spend? You just lost. That's none of your business. Let me find the car I like, and mm-hmm. let me see what you're asking for it, and then we'll start negotiating.
I like negotiating with sales
car
guy.
Dealers. Oh, do you? Yeah, oh, yeah, I hate really, it. I really oh, it do. Makes the hair stand up on the back of my
they
neck.
They had to go get the manager because I was such a stickler about it.
Did you pull a Karen on them?
I wasn't being
Ooh,
mean. It's
go
just
get
that
the manager.
They I felt like they were trying to put all these ridiculous things on us, and I'm like, we're not paying that. So if you want this deal, you're going to have to work with me on this. I enjoy that
Good
stuff.
Good for you. Wow. Taking you with me the next time
Karen's
I buy a car.
Karen's taught me well.
That's right. We'll take Kim along and just let Kim go in there and say, I don't want to deal with this. So what's your bottom line? Yeah, I hate that. I really hate dealing with all that. Yeah, we got lots of stuff we're going to get to for you today. We're going to talk to Elliot Davis, a former Fox 2 reporter. He just got to go interview and get some policy positions out of the new mayor in the city of St. Louis, which oddly sound in some cases like the policy positions of the mayor she just defeated. I know it's early on, but that was sort of the gist I got from Elliot, and I asked him to come on and kind of to maybe clarify some of that, because you know he's been pretty active downtown dealing with issues of transparency with the city and homelessness in the city, and this situation of them suing the state over state control, the police. So we'll hope to get an update on that for you today in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll get Elliot on here. We've got our friend Griff Jenkins, who actually is anchoring this morning Fox and Friends First for Todd Pyro, which is why we haven't had him on the air. He's been out for a week now, and we'll get Griff on a little bit later too. It should be interesting to get his take on what's going on since he's been up there in New York all week. And we'll get him on about 8:35 this morning. So lots of good stuff for us to get to for you there. Ethan, why don't you hit our top stories for us, please?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Fauci said everybody said it was not gain of function. Well, we're going to get to the bottom of this, and ultimately Dr. Fauci is going to need to come back in and explain why he made this decision.
Man, they were down on Fauci yesterday in Washington, D.C. That was Rand Paul, in case you didn't recognize his voice for some odd reason. Paul has been on this for a long, long time, and now there's growing evidence. I heard it on Laura Ingraham's show this week and others that not only did Fauci know what was going on, like Rand Paul suggested, he moved the chess pieces around and moved the research to Wuhan to cover his tracks.
It's on Congress to figure out how to get us back on a sustainable path, and you know it's not up to us to give them advice.
Yeah, the pointy-headed academic there, Jerome Powell, who wants to claim no responsibility for damaging the economy by continuing to keep interest rates high. He's not going to do anything at all to try to help this president or the American people.
This governor has bragged about Illinois being a firewall against President Trump's immigration enforcement agenda.
How about that? Now, I watched part of that yesterday, Kristi Noem Live. She had a bunch of parents who had either family members or brothers or sisters or children killed by illegal aliens, and she's calling out the round one, J.B. Pritzker, for not doing more and for allowing sanctuary cities in Illinois.
You run a campaign and you do 3 or 4 or 5 rallies in a week. The only way you can get around to talk to 30,000 people. Think I'm going to be sitting on a waiting line at United waiting, you know, while 30,000 people are waiting? That's the only way you can get around.
I'm not going to apologize for that. That was Bernie Sanders. What are you doing? You're walking around talking about oligarchs and all this money they have, and you're flying on private jets. And Brett Baer called him out on it yesterday. Good.
It's not even just that. It's this whole thing of, oh, I want to be green and I want to save the planet and bad on you for all these emissions you're putting out in the environment. So it's twofold. It's the criticizing the rich and all these things, but it's also they're all about the planet, but then they also fly around on their private jet.
Claire McCaskill. That's all I can think of is Claire McCaskill. When they busted her, her little bus would roll into town. She had a bus going around Missouri the last time she campaigned for Senate. And the bus would drive to the airport where Claire would get off a private jet and crawl on the bus and then drive to the rally to make it look like she was traveling the state in a motorhome. And then at the end of it, the bus would take her back to the airport and drop her off. She'd get on her private jet, fly to the next town, and wait for the bus to get there.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the elite is who it is. Bernie Sanders is one of them, who also happens to claim to be a socialist. Isn't that what always happens in socialism? The politicians at the very top get enriched, and nobody else makes any money. Bernie Sanders wants to take your money away and spend it the way he wants to spend it while he's got three or four houses and has never worked a day in his life at anything other than a public service job. How did he get so rich? He didn't get rich on $150,000 a year as a congressman or a senator. I mean, he makes more than that now, but if you averaged it out over his career, that's not get rich money. That's just you don't end up with millions of dollars in the bank if that's your salary. You just don't. So I hope they get back to that whole transparency issue on trading, on insider trading in Congress, and maybe we would find out that Bernie is not quite the socialist that he claims to be. My guess is capitalism played a much bigger role in Bernie's success. All right, so St. Louis City played last night, and they won. I think it was 2-0 was the final, from what I could see.
Yep.
So at the beginning of that game, as promised, our own Alex Rich was on there. Of course, he is on the Reardon Show. He's on Y98 here sometimes. And he plays music. He plays his guitar and all that stuff. So they invited him last night to sing the national anthem. Now, in advance, I'll warn you, this was recorded on an iPhone. So bear with us. You'll be able to hear it. We're hoping to get a cleaner version of it at some point. But here is Alex Rich with last night's national anthem at the City Game.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
Yeah, that guy playing the drums right there, that's why Ethan picked that music. Alex Van Halen's birthday is today. How old is he? Do we know?
That part I didn't look up.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just knew it was his birthday today.
So I'm sure he's in his 70s somewhere, but
72.
Alex Van Halen.
He was born May 8th, 1953.
One of the founding members of Van Halen, obviously, but such a disappointment to me recently. Now, he wrote a book. Everybody that's still alive that was ever in Van Halen is still out playing music except Alex Van Halen. And I don't know why, but I think maybe he was part of the problem to begin with, to be honest with you, and all the strife in the band. Then he writes a book about the success of the band early on, and then he stops right before they reach their greatest success, which was with their new singer, Sammy Hagar, in 1986. He just ended the book there, and he never even mentioned that they got a new singer. He just ended the book right there. Now, the book was supposed to be about his relationship with his brother, but his brother didn't die till a few years ago. So why you wouldn't cover that portion? Maybe he's going to write another book, but it didn't say that at the end. I was, of course, fascinated to read it and then very disappointed at the ending. So I don't know. Shame on you, Alex. You should be out there at least. Go play with your nephew or something. Wolfgang Van Halen's still out there playing. David Lee Roth is on the road now. I'm going to go see him. I bought my tickets. And I'll wag my finger at all my friends who go to rock concerts with me. I couldn't talk a single one of them into going into this concert with me.
I thought you said David Lee Roth did not sound great.
He doesn't.
So maybe that's why Alex Van Halen's not performing anymore, because he sees others who
he's a drummer.
Still performing, and they don't sound. Unless maybe he just can't keep up.
Unless he's got 72. That's possible. I guess. I don't know. Physical limitations.
Yeah, that would be. It's not like it's some slow.
He sold off a bunch of his drum equipment and all that. So, but anyway,
he wants to be out of the limelight.
I am going to see David Lee Roth at the factory when he comes here in August. And I don't care. Generally speaking, he can't carry a tune in a windstorm. I get that, but he's still David Lee Roth, and he was the lead singer I fell in love with, and I'll listen to him talk his way through most of those songs. His backup band is fantastic, so I'll still enjoy the music.
They give it a discount for those tickets?
No, they're not. They weren't cheap.
I want to see if he does a high kick still.
If he did, he'd split those tight pants he had on, I can tell you that. I hope not. No, David Lee Roth is not, he's not nearly the, he never was the singer Sammy Hagar was, but I don't know if it's all the pot he smoked over the years and drugs he's done, but his voice is basically gone. You can still hear it on some of the songs. Like apparently when he did that M3 concert, whatever they called it, he did actually sing on a couple of the songs, and then others he just talks his way through it. He's got backup singers who can hit the high notes, but the days of David Lee Roth jumping up and doing the splits and touching his toes, or those days are long gone.
I just think he thinks he can still hit those high notes like he used
doesn't.
To, and like
no.
he just can't.
No, he doesn't. He does not think that at all, that I can tell. We'll talk about this a little bit later. I was watching set in my office yesterday. I was watching some of the, I don't know why, I guess because sometimes I have the TV on channel 4 in the morning, sometimes I have it on channel 2. It was on channel 4, and I was watching CBS coverage of the Pope, right? And they have Tony DeCoppo and Nora O'Donnell live over in Rome, covering all this, and something came out of Tony DeCoppo's mouth yesterday that I just about spit my coffee through my nose when I heard him say it, because if you are of a certain age, the phrase he used has a much different connotation than it does, I guess, if you're of a younger age. And I couldn't believe what he said.
Are you going to tell us?
And I had to go back. I'm going to play it for you as soon as we're done with Kim on a Whim. I've got the sound. I'm going to play it for you. And then we can have hopefully a civil and straight-faced discussion.
It was over, that bad if
over
you're
what,
hoping to have a civil
over,
discussion?
Over what this used to mean versus apparently what younger kids have stolen it to mean. And I'll never agree with the new version of what this phrase means. It only means one thing.
Right.
Ever.
Interesting.
And I'm shocked he got away with saying it on CBS News. So I'll get to that's a long tease, but I'll get to that for you coming up right after we talk about whatever's on Kim's mind right here at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kim on a whim.
This isn't a race issue. This isn't a political issue. This is a safety issue. And people
are... And you feel as though this city's not safe.
I feel as though this city is about as unsafe as it's been since my family has been at 207 Southwest Boulevard.
That's 45 years.
That is 45 years this September.
Believe it or not, the local business owner who you just heard from is not talking about the city of St. Louis.
I wondered. I mean, like, I didn't recognize that street. What's he talking about there?
Downtown Kansas City.
Really?
Has supposedly become a hot spot for illegal street racing, reckless ATV, dirt bike riders just tearing through the neighborhoods, crime. Business owners have been fed up for quite some time, but now, as you just heard, they are so frustrated with how ridiculous it's become in downtown Kansas City that many of them are threatening to just close up shop and leave. They're like, this is impacting our business. It's impacting our employees. We don't feel safe. They're blaming the Democratic-run city, the leadership.
They're
saying police are not helping because there's not enough. The city leaders aren't doing enough about it. We've given you plenty of warnings saying that this is having an impact on us, and you're really not taking it seriously. Now, what is funny is supposedly there's some sort of a downtown speaker that repeatedly broadcasts these four words, "You are under surveillance," and they somehow think that's going to be enough of a deterrent for the criminals. But clearly, they don't feel as though that's been very effective.
Remind me, what is the name of the mayor over there in Kansas City?
I remember
when he came to town and he was touring North St. Louis with Mayor Tashara Jones.
Quentin Lucas?
Yeah, Quentin Lucas. And then the gunshots happened, and I'm still convinced to this day it was staged because everybody in the crowd reacted and ducked, and those two stood there stone-faced like it was something they heard every day. Like, they didn't panic and evacuate the place or anything. So I'm more and more convinced they did that as background noise and because they knew it was going to happen to make a point about gun violence. We have the same problems here that they have in Kansas City. You have leadership, in this case, Quentin Lucas, who is not serious about fighting crime. He's too worried about hiring more social workers.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the same problem. They're not going to fix it.
I did not realize things had escalated to that point in Kansas City. For some reason, I just viewed Kansas City as much different. You don't often hear about this stuff. You hear about it in the city of St. Louis, and we've seen firsthand over the last number of years businesses along Washington Avenue that are saying, look, you know, I've been open for a year. I've been broken into three times. This isn't worth it. I'm moving elsewhere, either to maybe St. Louis County, a different part of the city, or to a different state.
I just think, you know, I credit that to the fact that we're across the state and we just don't hear the stories day in and day out. I mean, St. Louis has earned quite a reputation. We're at the top of that most dangerous cities list.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to know where Kansas City ranks on that. I mean, I think the way their demographics are, that the population of Kansas City proper is bigger than St. Louis, and therefore it hides some of those statistics a little bit.
Yeah, probably.
If I had to guess.
When I've been to Kansas City, I've never felt unsafe. You know what I mean? I'm not saying
in that little downtown shopping area.
Well, I can't say that I've been specifically to that downtown shopping area, but just in general, I feel like when I've been to Kansas City, I feel generally very safe. And I think a lot of it is perception. When you consistently make the, you know, most dangerous city list, there is something that comes with that. Whether it's true or not, you just automatically are not going to be feeling very safe when you're there. And unfortunately, that is the reputation that St. Louis has. And it's going to take a lot of work to try to dig ourselves out of that hole that we've been in for how many years now?
Entirely too many, right? I'm not as surprised. I'm looking here. Hold on.
I mean, you can see videos of people, you know, drag racing, it looks like. In fact, they said that an officer, a police officer, had been hit by an ATV just last month. Thankfully, that officer was okay. But, I mean, still, it's obviously become very, very dangerous, even for the police. So you can imagine they don't want to deal with that. I mean, we even talk about that here in the city of St. Louis, where you have someone going, you know, 95 miles per hour or with all these expired plates, and you wonder, why aren't they stopping them? Well, I know there are specific situations where police are not able to chase. But right. The other factor would probably be that they have bigger fish to fry. And there's probably, I'm not saying by any means police are scared, but it's like you never really know who's going to be on the other side of that window when they roll it down if you try to pull them over. And who's to say they're even going to pull over?
Right. Well, I was right about my assumption on their population. So they have about 200,000 more people in KC proper than they do in St. Louis proper. So they can hide those crime numbers a little easier than they can in St. Louis, which is one reason a bunch of them push for the merger, because mm-hmm. if you divide St. Louis's crime numbers into 1.3 million instead of 300,000, they don't seem nearly as bad.
If you took out North City and even parts of South City, this would be a completely different picture.
Sure.
I mean, really, because I remember growing up, I was always told, don't ever go to East St. Louis. Like that was, I know that's technically in Illinois, but that was like the scary, it was like the Lion King, like the elephant graveyard. It was like, don't go over there. And still, I don't think it's a safe area to be in. But now I remember it shifted probably when I was in high school or maybe college. And I remember, you know, realizing like, wow, so many people just left East St. Louis. This kind of feels like a deserted area in parts of it now, if you've been back recently. And now a lot of that crime has shifted to North St. Louis.
I don't know. I mean,
you don't think it's gotten worse in North St. Louis over the last, let's say, 5+ years?
Well, I don't know. No, I don't know that that's true, because I remember when I got here in 93 covering the crime problem, and at some point it became an issue of semantics. And that's where we started losing the common sense aspect of how to fight this, because nobody wanted to be honest about what was causing it. And the argument instead, Jesse Jackson at the time and now Al Sharpton today, and what's the name of that big attorney who represented the Brown family in the Ferguson case?
His
name's not coming to my mind. These are the race baiters who've turned the argument. They've distracted from the argument. They want to turn it to, it must be a racial issue. Police are arresting too many people of a certain race, and therefore that's why these areas get a bad reputation, instead of telling the truth that there's more police activity in this area because there's more crime. And if you want to talk about the racial demographics of that area, or you don't want to talk about the racial demographics of that area, you're not being honest. You can't ignore the elephant in the room and expect at the end of the day that you're going to get a better solution. Remember the solution when Tashara Jones took office was to close the workhouse and turn all the criminals or alleged criminals who had been arrested with good police work back out into the community and hope for the best.
Did you hear now what's going on with that, by the way?
Right. And we're going to talk to Elliot about that this morning.
Yeah. A lot of those inmates could be receiving checks.
Yeah.
Checks.
Of course, checks.
Because they had to live in inhumane conditions. So, well, I guess it was technically medium security, so I would think you wouldn't have a murderer there. But it's like you could have a convicted rapist, maybe, and they now deserve a check?
Bring back Joe Arpaio.
Who is that?
He was the sheriff in Arizona who famously, because he ran out of prison room, he put up tents in the back yards of the prison, and he dressed the inmates in pink. The point of incarceration is not to be pleasant. it should be a place you don't ever want to go again. Mm-hmm. The St. Louis Workhouse was a great example of that. Once you've been in there, you would never want to go back. And for that reason, I had no problem with it. They bitched about it for years. They just did. It doesn't have enough air conditioning. It's getting old. We need something different. What we need is a place where we can hold people who are a threat to the community until they can be processed through the court system and be put in a more secure facility somewhere else. And that's how you get criminals off the street. And you don't have the same people committing the same crimes over and over again. That's never going to be the answer for Quentin Lucas and people like him. Those politicians will never accept that as the solution to this problem.
Yeah, the criminals need more of a deterrent. There isn't one right now. It's essentially, in many cases, a slap on the wrist. I feel like a lot of these Democrats want our jails to look like what they appear in Eagleton in Parks and Recreation, where you basically get a nice fuzzy blanket, tea and crumpets, your own little personalized monogram slippers.
And don't even get me started on the separate subject, but similar in that it's about arresting. Don't even get me started on this argument. I've heard it repeatedly this week, and I know it's a Democratic talking point that's been mailed out, is on everyone deserves due process. Every one of these people being deported from the U.S. deserves due process. That is a lie. They've gotten due process. Not a single person has ever been removed from the United States without having gone in front of a deportation judge and gotten an order of deportation. That was your due process. You don't have a right to clog up the regular judicial system by demanding a jury trial before your illegal butt and probably criminal butt is moved out of our country back to wherever you came from. It's just a lie, and the media goes right along with it. Well, why don't we have more due process? Just because you weren't in a federal courtroom doesn't mean you didn't get due process. You went through the process in front of a deportation judge.
Here's the question you ask those people who feel that way, Mark. Okay, so let's just say that person's loved one was tragically murdered, okay? I know this is a really dark example, but this is what came to mind. Let's say their loved one was tragically murdered and they're waiting for the killer who's been arrested and charged with the crime to go before a jury, okay? They want them to have their trial.
Right.
Well, that judge has to tell them, you know what, we will, but we probably won't have the trial for another 10 years because we have about 600 illegals who need due process, and they need to make sure that they have their trials, and they were in line first.
Justice
so
delayed.
So do you think that same person who's squawking right now about due process and they should have all these trials and blah, 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 do you think that same person would feel the same way if they were told that you know, their justice was going to be put on hold for 10 years? I don't think so. It's so easy to point fingers. And I say this about myself because I've noticed about myself. It's easy to point fingers until you're the one in the situation or you're closely connected to someone in that situation. And things just tend to change a little bit.
Have you noticed? You have to listen by omission when you listen to the news. When is the last time you heard the name Kilmer Abrego Garcia come out of the mouth of a Democrat? They've switched their wording now to due process, but they don't talk about that individual anymore. And there's a very good reason for that. The story that broke yesterday, Kilmer Abrego Garcia was hired by a felon to smuggle more illegals into the United States. This was never the poster child for your opposition to deportation. This isn't the guy. He deserves to be in El Salvador. He was never a Maryland man. He was a temporary illegal alien residing in an area referred to as Maryland. But he wasn't a Maryland man. He's an El Salvadorian criminal. And anything else is a lie. You just have to listen to what disappears from the news cycle and then start asking questions as to why. All right. Good subject there, Kim. When we come back, more on the words uttered on national television yesterday that I didn't think I would ever hear. We'll be back in just a minute.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
All right, Kim St. Ange, I have a question for you.
What generation do you consider yourself from, Gen Z?
Millennial.
Oh, you're a millennial. Okay. A Gen Z has apparently hijacked the language again, from what I can tell, because a phrase that was used on network television yesterday morning by a guy who I would also assume to be a millennial, I could be wrong about that, has I'm still laughing about it. I'll just say it. What? Tell me your definition of this phrase. Raw dogging.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it.
Do you have any idea what it means?
Here's the thing.
Be honest.
No. I'm not going to be honest. No.
Come on.
No, you're blushing.
Kim is blushing. Can you see it on camera?
Here's the thing. I have never uttered those words. Have I heard the phrase? Yes. But I feel like I hear younger people than me saying it. And so.
See, I don't.
Okay.
And maybe that's because I'm not hanging out with these Gen Zers who have hijacked that phrase. That phrase means one thing. Listen to Tony DeCoppel on CBS News covering the Cardinals and the Conclave yesterday.
The one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram because their devices have all been confiscated.
I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going to go through a long period of time with no electronic device.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, they're of a certain age, so they might be used to it.
Even Nora O'Donnell knew he had screwed it. Nora O'Donnell's like, oh, well, I guess if they're of a certain age, it doesn't mean having raw, unprotected sex. That's what raw dogging means. There's even a.
What does it mean to you?
That's what it means.
Well, I'm saying, okay, that's what I would say it means, but I'm saying, what would they then say it?
They think it means going through any sort of hardship, like being deprived of your phone for a day, would be you're going through something so torturous, it would be, they refer to it as raw dogging. That's how they've tried to change the meaning of that phrase. if anything in their life is difficult, they're raw dogging it. That's how they've adopted that word.
This reminds me of sandals and how it's not millennials, it's more like the baby boomers call them thongs. They're like, where are your thongs? And all the younger people, my generation like, and younger, are like, thongs. I'm sorry, what?
I've heard sandals referred to as thongs. I've never heard raw dogging referred to in any context other than having unprotected sex.
I've never heard of raw dogging, meaning
and
that
in
you're
other cases, it means even a more specific
media.
type of that. But you know, Sirius, one of the satellite services used to. I guess they still do. I haven't had the service in a long time, but they used to have a comedy channel called Raw Dog Comedy. That's what they called the comedy channel, because they were referring to it the way everyone else refers to it. Same connotation. Not this new generation, apparently. So I wonder if there's any blowback on DeCopel for saying that yesterday.
I'm sure he had producers saying, do you realize what that word, that phrase means?
Do you realize you just suggested that the entire conclave of cardinals were having unprotected sex inside of that the Sistine Chapel?
There's a lot of words and phrases that I hear Gen Zers say, and I'm like, what does that even mean? You said one the other day that I think your son said, and I'm like, what? No, you know, it was a guest we had on the show, and he had some reaction to something. Like, it was kind of like the tight. Remember when tight, when people be like, oh yeah, that's tight, that's cool,
huh?
I'm like, I can't.
No,
I've heard bet.
Bet.
So that means that means what? Like, it's cool or it's good?
That means great or something like that. Bet.
See, I don't even know. I don't like to keep up with those phrases because I think they're stupid.
It's still not as bad as raw dog. I just have to say, Tony DeCopel saying that on network television about Catholic cardinals. Wow. We'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.